Ooh, Freakonomics.
That's right. It's Freakonomics Friday here on The Takeaway. And on Sunday, the powerhouse Pittsburgh Steelers face off against the Arizona Cardinals in Super Bowl 43. What does that have to do with Freakonomics? Well, the Cardinals are the underdog, and we talked about them yesterday. But we're joined now by our friend and Takeaway contributor, Stephen Dubner, who's been with us all hour and is in here to talk about the Steelers, because he is one of the world's biggest Steeler fans. The co-author of the Freakonomics book and blog has got 10 reasons to like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, number one, they're the huge favorite, right?
Well, that's for a lot of people, that's probably a reason not to like them. I'm actually, so for the casual fan who's trying to make up their mind, you know, the Super Bowl's kind of become the new National New Year's holiday almost. It really is this day where everybody coalesces and watches. The favorites, you know, usually the one you want to root against. I'm making the argument that the Steelers, despite being the favorite, are the kind of team that you want sports teams to be. In fact, they're the kind of institution that if the government were a little bit more like them, well, you wouldn't have much material for a radio show, frankly. They've got a lot of integrity and just kind of old-fashioned class and common sense, and you know there's a lot of reasons to like him. So I'm not going to give you on the blog. I wrote 10. I could come up with 100 easily. I'm a little bit of a lunatic on the subject, so I don't want to go overboard.
Okay, well let's steer clear of lunacy. Let's keep it grounded in statistics and science and the kinds of things that have made you famous as our Freakonomics buddy. Should I like the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, here's a good reason.
Logically.
Football wasn't quite invented in Pittsburgh. Football itself wasn't quite invented in Pittsburgh. It was pretty close. It really grew up there. Okay, so it was a sport that got its roots there. And if you look at the Hall of Fame, or if you look at just a list of any list of great players in football, especially quarterbacks, so many of them came out of Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania. John Unitas, Joe Namath, on and on and on.
Terry Bradshaw.
He came out of Louisiana. But the interesting thing about Pittsburgh and football is that it really means something there in a way that it doesn't mean in many other parts of the country. Back when they were making a lot of steel, all the area steel mills and coal operations, they had their own football teams. Mm-hmm. It was part of the fabric of the community. And the team has been owned by the same family since its inception, and therefore it runs on this kind of different mode than most other professional sports teams.
Remember that movie, The Deer Hunter?
Vaguely.
The opening of The Deer Hunter is all this Pittsburgh kind of rural, right outside of Pittsburgh, steel mill kind of world. They're all wearing Steelers hats.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, you know, it's interesting. Dan Rooney, the chairman of the Steelers, is a lifelong Republican. He, however, went to the mat for Obama this year, starting in the primaries against Hillary, and he campaigned vigorously. So if you like Obama, then you have reason to root for the Steelers.
Because, Obama likes the Steelers, he says.
You know, that's
he
a little
favors them.
That's not surprising because they're a very appealing team. They have appealing players, coaches, history, and so on. But he should know that the Arizona Cardinals actually began life as the Chicago Cardinals. So he really, I hate to say it, he really should be rooting for the Cardinals. They were pathetic. They were actually good in Chicago, then they moved to St. Louis, quite bad. Now they've been bad again.
Well, but, I mean, this is quid pro quo of the modern era. I mean, Rooney campaigned for Obama. Franco Harris, I believe, a legend of the Steelers, campaigned for Obama.
Franco Harris, who – the reason I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan was because of Franco Harris. When I was a kid, I was a young boy. I was a young child, walked 5 miles each way to school through banks of snow and so on. And my dad died, and I fell in love with – well,
oh,
sorry, I didn't mean to turn it into a real sad story. My dad had died, and I fell in love with football. And Franco Harris, particularly, who made this catch, the Immaculate Reception, which right. was given its name by this fellow, Myron Cope, who was another Pittsburgh legend. And Franco, I began to have a recurring dream about Franco Harris every night for about 3 or 4 years in my childhood, where he would come to my home, we'd play football. Franco Harris became, in my mind, this messiah figure. And I, therefore, began to follow the team very vigorously. So when my own son was born, unfortunately, he inherited this messianic Steelers gene a bit.
Is his name Franco?
His name is not Franco. It's his Solomon Isaac Franco Dubner. We considered it didn't really have the didn't really flow.
But that's a sweet
I did sign
story,
when
Steven.
I was a kid. I signed in elementary school for about 3 years. I signed all my papers Franco Dubner. I was deeply and thoroughly obsessed. And then I actually went.
That is such a sweet story.
It wasn't so sweet, really.
Was he kind of a father figure?
He was very much. In fact, a few years ago, I went back to Pittsburgh and tracked him down and kind of insinuated myself into his life and wrote a book about him and what he became. It was a book called Confessions of a Hero Worshipper. And it was talking about the whole notion of hero worship and how healthy or unhealthy it may be.
Wow. So I guess we have to support the Steelers now because it's you, it's the little boy, Stephen Dubner.
You kind of do.
Missing his dad. And
you kind of do. I bring my son to one game in Pittsburgh every year. The problem is we've gone the three last years and they've lost every game. They've barely lost any games at home in the last 3 years, and we've been at all three of them. So I'm not a good luck charm, unfortunately.
And
that's why we're not going to the Super Bowl.
You're not going to the Super Bowl because you're a bad luck charm.
It takes too long to get to the bathroom.
Well, Stephen Dubner of Freakonomics, thanks so much for being with us. And I guess that puts me into the Steelers camp.
I'm glad I could push you over the edge.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I like the Kurt Warner story, I think I'm in the Steelers camp. Femi, okay? Got the headlines?
I do. I'm just checking the tennis scores from the Australian Open.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.